Blog Talk Radio.
He does.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon, high school tennis fans. Welcome to the UR Tennis Network, where you find all your tennis news. This is your host, Coach Denise, bringing you the FHS TCA perspective on high school tennis. We have an open mic today because I'm hoping that we get some of the high school coaches that are bringing all-star players to the Winter Park Tournament a week from Saturday, and we'd like to talk to those people involved in the tournament. If you'd like to call and ask any questions, please call 714-583-6853. If you're one of those people that call in just to listen and I disturb you, just tell me you just want to listen to the show. I know when we first started this about a year and a half ago, during my learning curve, I disrupted many of you, and I do apologize for that. It's a great time in tennis, great time all over the world. We have Fed and Davis Cup getting ready to start. We have the Monaco tournament. And in Florida, we have high school tennis championships coming to an end. The FHSAA state championship been in San Antonio, Florida. And we've already designated some state championships. And today, if the weather holds off, we will be able to do the rest. And a week from Saturday, we will be starting our fifth annual Florida High School Tennis Tournament, All-Star Tournament. In the state of Florida, to be on an All-Star Tournament, you must be a senior. So these are all seniors. And for the fifth year in a row, we were going to try to send them off to college with fond memories of their high school career. We thank all of you that participate, and we especially thank those coaches bringing teams to Winter Park. We thank Winter Park Tennis Facility and its tennis director, Angie Zaguna, for her cooperation. If you haven't played tennis there, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. 16 courts, 8 of them clay, 8 of them hard. It's a great place to play tennis. And, of course, our tournament wouldn't be a tournament without many, many people volunteering time and plus companies supporting us and plus you. There's some people that nominate players, pay the $25 nomination fee, which helps us do the things that we have to do throughout the state. And some of those players aren't chosen to go to Winter Park, but those players do receive a certificate from the FHSTCA recognizing them as part of the All-Star team. One school, Sebastian River High School, for the last 5 years, they have all their seniors have been nominated for the tournament. Up until this year, none of those players have been chosen to go, but they know their school cares for them, they know that the tennis community cares for them, and they know that the FHSTCA are proud of them, and they're proud members of our all-star team. We thank the FACA for their cooperation and doing the bringing another sport and event to the All-Star program. This year they have Laser Graphics Incorporated. There's all their T-shirts, made a nice T-shirt for the players. And again, this year we're looking to make sure that the players are, you know, this is a fond memory of them. It's competition, but competition, like I say often, should be good, but it should also be fun. And we thank Shelton Cruz for his cooperation with us. It's so easy to work with him, and we appreciate all he's done to help make this a reality. I want to especially thank Wilson. Wilson's been a proud sponsor for us. We have used the Wilson tennis balls each year in our All-Star tournament. And we Wilson provides goodies for all the players and coaches who participate in them, and we thank them for their help. Wilson is also the presenter. Last year was our first year of presenting Coach of the Tennis Coach of the Year Award, and Wilson presented Tennis Coaches Year Awards to coaches in the FHSAA 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A, and they will again be doing it this coming year. In addition, they will be presenting our first two people who will be inducted into our Hall of Fame, and Wilson agreed to sponsor those people too, and we'll be presenting two people each year to the FHSTCA Hall of Fame. So we thank Wilson for all they do. And, of course, those goodies are going to be placed in backpacks provided by Dean Street Insurance. Dean Street Insurance has been, the last 3 years, have been sponsors with us. We appreciate their effort. They also present the Community Service Award. I often tell you that no high school that has a program, a lasting program, does it just with a tennis coach, players, and an athletic director. It takes a community behind them to make it successful. And we thank Dean Street Insurance for being part of that effort and presenting the Community Service Award the last 2 years, and they agreed to do it again in 2017. If you don't have a Dean Street in your community, then go to www.deanstreet.com and talk to them. I'm sure they'll take care of your service needs. And, of course, you know, these players and coaches are going to look great because Team Connection Tennis will again be providing the tennis shirts for the team members and the coaches. Team Connection is the FHSTCA clothier for us. They provide, hopefully you're getting your team uniforms from them, because you're not going to get a better deal on quality merchandise than you will through Team Connection. You can also buy your FHSTCA clothing through them, and our certified tennis team coaches who pass the certification exams can get special clothing from them. They have the list of who the people are that have passed that and who's not a member. So if you are a certified tennis team coach or a senior tennis team coach or a master tennis team coach, and you want your shirts to signify such, you can go to Team Connection and get that from there. They are also the people, if you go to our website and go there, you will see that they're also the people that give out the free tennis uniforms to a team each year. Last year, you'll have to forgive me. I know Jane Hollinger's team, our president, incoming president, team that won the uniforms. And if you go to our website and go to Team Connection, you can see how you can earn points so that your team can get shirts for next year, get uniforms for next year. And that's the players can earn points, the coaches earn points there. We give points for play in USTA events, play for USTA sanction and for FHSTCA sanction events. We get points for the coaches going to workshops, and especially ours. Those people that will be at this year All-Star team, players and coaches, will be able to earn points for next year. So they might, somebody from next year will be getting free uniforms. We all stand on the shoulders of somebody else. Of course, most of the points are earned through the grades, the GPA is measured, and volunteer hours. But go there and find out how you can sit there and earn points for your team and how you can get free uniforms for them next year. And please, like I said, Wilson will be giving out the Coach of the Year awards again for the FHSAA 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. You've heard me say it before. If you're unhappy with your coach, please don't disrupt practice. Don't disrupt a match. But set up an appointment to talk to the coach. And if you don't get satisfaction, by all means, go to the athletic director and go through the chain of command and express your grievance. But like most people, if you're happy with your high school tennis coach is doing, please, please, please nominate them for Coach of the Year. Again, if you go to our website, www.fhstca.org, and go to Wilson on our resource page, go to Coach of the Year, and you will see the form and the requirements to sit there and nominate your coach for Coach of the Year. And these coaches should be recognized. You know who they are. I know who they are. Last year, our committee, I thought, did an outstanding job with the four coaches chosen. Of course, if you go to our social media, it's the same FHSTCA.org. You would have seen their pictures on Facebook and in Instagram and also on Twitter. We need to recognize the people that are working to sit there and make tennis an after-school sport and not an after-school activity. There's a lot of places in Florida where tennis is an after-school sport. I heard some comments yesterday about the state championship and them coming mostly from charter schools and private schools. I have to say that in our area, we have a couple of those schools, and they did well at the state championships, but I look at teams like Jensen Beach, who also tennis is an after-school sport. So we need more after-school sports. And am I saying that after-school activities are not important? No, I'm not. After-school activities are very important. But competition is important, too. Our students are the future. They're the future tennis coaches. They're the future college students. They're the future college tennis players. They're our future with USTA volunteers. And they're our future civic leaders. They're in high school now, and they have to learn how to compete, because when they go to college, they're going to be competing. When they get out of college, they're still going to be competing. They're going to be competing for the rest of their life. So we need after-school sports. Do I have a bias? Naturally, I do. But I do know that the importance of after-school sports, and unfortunately, not just in the state of Florida, but in many states, after-school tennis is an after-school activity, and quote-unquote coach being hired is a person that the school hopes will make sure that they keep the kids in order and they won't get in trouble, and it'll be a nice social event for them. And like I said, all that's well and good, but we need high school tennis coaches in order to prepare these students for competition. And that is why in October at our FACA workshop in Orlando, Florida, the Florida Athletic Coaches Association will be at the Florida Mall in Orlando October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And the FHSTCA will again be conducting the training for the tennis portion of the workshop. And those people that, of course, the workshop is free to all FACA members. If you want to take the certification exam, that there is $35. When you leave there, you can go online and take the exam and, you know, become certified. And then from there, we don't charge more money. It isn't now yet. To get to the next level, you have to pay more money. What we do is we take into consideration other courses that you're taking, the human kinetic courses. We our agreement with human kinetics. Two important parts of it. We get credit for courses through there. They let us know if the person has taken it or not. And they also give us the right to transfer our certification program to any state organization, any state high school tennis coaches organization that wants to adopt it. For instance, in Minnesota, it isn't going to be the Florida High School Tennis Coaches thing. It would become the Minnesota High School Tennis Coaches certification program. And they could take the portions they want, change what they want. But it's time that we sit here and make sure that we make the tennis experience for our high school students the best it can be, not just for the player, but for the parent. We make sure they understand what is the expectations are. And this is so important. This is what we try to do. This is what we try to do in the articles that we write with Florida Tennis Magazine. We thank Jim March so much for him recognizing that high school tennis is really a sleeping giant, and he's helping awaken that giant. High school tennis is the future of tennis in the United States, and he realizes that. I write two articles each issue in there. He has also, the last couple issues, adopted a page which is called High School Tennis Rewind. And that page, that there section is all about high schools throughout the country. You will find what Texas is doing. You'll find what California is doing, what North Carolina is doing, what Illinois is doing. You'll see this Oregon is just formed. They're just informing right now. They're in the middle of doing a Oregon High School Tennis Coaches Association. And, of course, part of our mission with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association is not just to sit there and make sure our players are able to sit there and take full advantage of the high school tennis experience, but we want to share this throughout the country. We want all the states to be involved with this. And I know I've heard some people say that, well, this is a USTA responsibility, or this is a USPTA responsibility, or this is a PTR responsibility. Well, I remind most of you that most of us are USTA members, or we're PTR members, or we're USPTA members, and it's our responsibility. So this is why we can sit there and bring the level of high school tennis up across the country. It's good for all of us. In the Missouri Valley, we have Scott Enge out there in Kansas. Matter of fact, he'll be one of our presenters during our October workshop. And he does the National Coach of the Year program, the top 25 tennis programs in the country. And last year we had three Florida teams, there were three Texas teams, three California teams. I see I have a caller on. Let me go to them now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Coach Denise.
Hi,
yeah,
who is
Shelton this? Cruz. This is Shelton
Hey,
Cruz.
Hey, Shelton, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir.
I was just saying about 10 minutes ago how fortunate we are as an organization to have you as the executive director of the FACA and how much I've enjoyed working with you over the years and your support and making sure tennis had an all-star event like other teams did.
Well, I appreciate that very much. You and all the tennis people at the Tennis Coaches Association have done a good job to get it funded and getting it taken care of and giving kids an opportunity. I'm sitting here at the house and I've gotten an email on my phone and I told my wife, I said, oh crap, I got to call Coach Denise's show. So I came out in my truck cause I'm talking on my Bluetooth and my house phone, my landline goes dead. So,
well,
I'm glad I could call in and we fully support the opportunity of those kids getting that opportunity to participate in an All-Star Classic. A lot of memories are made through All-Star Classics, whether it's football, tennis, softball, or baseball, or volleyball, or whatever. There's a lot of memories made because a lot of kids get to play together in an event where most of their career they've been playing against each other. So they just develop a whole new respect for each other by having the opportunity to participate in something like that.
You're absolutely right. I remember years ago I had a young lady on my team go to a college and she played with one of our competitors who we introduced her, and it was at the end of her freshman year going into her sophomore year that she told me what a wonderful person this competitor was. And, you know, sometimes it's a shame. We tell people all the time that tennis is competition, but it's also a great way to meet people. And you never know when you go to college where that person might be.
Right. Well, we just, I guess, 2 years ago, we had a third generation participate in the in an all-star event.
Dad
participated in it. A granddad participated in it as a player and then as a coach. And then his son participated in it as a coach. And then his son participated in it as a player. And he's that kid, that young man's now a junior at Florida State University. He's not playing football or anything. He's just a student, but he still remembers that, and he has his granddad's All-Star T-shirt. That was only back to 1959. So we get a lot of we've had a lot of second generations, but we have a few three generations too. So
that is fantastic.
About 50 years since tennis is the newest All-Star event. In about 50 years, we'll have a third generation probably.
That's right. That's those are special moments. I remember years ago I had a young lady on the team, and I nominated her for the World Scholar Athlete Games, and at the University of Rhode Island, which I coached for, and every 4 years they run the games, and I was up to return a few times as the tennis coordinator, and she came up as one of my coaches years later. And Ty, that's a special feeling when you take somebody as a player and then 4 or 6 years later you take them as one of the coaches there, and her father was there as one of the coaches too. So those
right.
are special feelings.
Well, you gotta get some years in it before you start having some a lot of storylines. But I mean, almost every one of our All-Star events has some sort of a storyline. And right now, you may have players whose high school coach was one of the first coaches in the tennis All-Star game. You know, that would probably be the closest to a storyline. And then again, one of the tennis coaches might have coached one of the other kids' dad in high school. So you'd be surprised at the storylines that's involved. Even with a young event like the tennis All-Stars, I'm sure there's some storylines to where there's a lot of connections. But I always tell people coaching is a lot like sales. It's a networking business, and you got to network with your colleagues and even your colleagues that you consider your fiercest rival. You still have to network with them and because in the end you got to protect the integrity of that sport. So
very good. I couldn't agree with you more. I agree with you 100%. By the way, I did just receive the T-shirts that the FACA had made up from Laser Graphics.
Right.
And he did an outstanding job. They really look nice, and it's nice to be able to give the players and coaches a couple of them this year. So
So
I sent them an email to thank them when you talk to them. you know,
well,
thank him
that's
too.
That's something we can help you with every year. I mean, as long as they keep coming back to our clinics, that's something that we can help you with every year.
Well, that, we appreciate that because, you know, this is only the fifth one, but hopefully the Lord willing, you know, I'll get to see the 15th and be able to come back for the 15th one, and maybe then we'll see our storyline start to grow a little too.
Well, that's called tradition, and you can't replace tradition with anything, and every tradition starts somewhere, and you know we're in the fifth year of this, and it's only going to get better, and you know the storylines will only increase. So I mean, there's a lot to look forward to. The future is bright, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think so too. And I like I had said earlier, I don't know if you missed the first part of the show, but I had said it takes teamwork. I mean, we had mentioned Dean Street Insurance giving out our Community Service Award, and there's nobody can. When you look at a high school tennis program, yeah, a coach and an athletic director had a lot to do with it, but the programs that are there year after year after year are the programs that have a community involved. And like I said, our community, which is the FACA, we're the tennis arm of the FACA. It makes it, you know, in working with you, makes it just a relationship that we should all be proud of.
Well, you know, just like the email that I think I forwarded to you last night, and from one of the coaches down below you was trying to get in touch with you and trying to get a player in the game, and I told him in my email, I said, I didn't know how to copy and paste from my phone and give him your email address and all that type stuff. So I told him, I said, I have to wait till I get back to the office this morning and before I could send it. By the time I got to the office about 7 o'clock, got my computer up and running, he'd already emailed me back you know, you'd already contacted him. So, you know, that lets you know right there that it's growing because there's people reaching out wanting it. You know, so that's a good sign. That's a good sign of growth.
Right, and I think that's the important thing that, you know, to get these teams players, and we have the flexibility with the numbers on there. And I suggested, I know we have one of the other emails we had. I know from his area, Walt has a team. Well, hopefully he'll find room for them. And what I've been starting to ask the people is, are they willing to play in outside the region? Because if so,
right.
I really want to get as many of those kids here as we can, because I think it's important that if we could get them in at the All-Star event, let's get them in there. And if we have to make up another team, let's make one.
Right. Well, the one thing that I've found in the 6 years I've been doing this is when you have low numbers that you work from, when you can fill a team really easy and you have other people wanting in, that usually makes, you know, people want what they can't have. And that usually makes the desire to be more a part of it, and then you slowly but surely add extra spots every year, and so that you always have somebody wanting in. You know, you don't want to get it to where you have too many slots and you can't fill them. You'd rather too few slots with people wanting in, and that just kind of spurs everybody's interest, you know, when you have something like that. So that's how it becomes attractive. So that's a good sign. That's a
Well, good point. And the thing is, like I tell everybody, you know, even if they're willing, and we don't want to take anybody's money if they don't want to do it, but if they're willing, the $25 nomination fee, and they're not chosen to go there, we provide a certificate and make them part of the team.
Right.
Did you hear me earlier talking about Sebastian River High School? Well, Sebastian River High School, this is the fifth year that every senior has been a member of the All-Star team. They made sure that every one of their members are an All-Star member. None of them yet, and I'm not sure what Walt's doing, if he's got his full team or not. But none of them up until this year has actually traveled to the event. They haven't been chosen to the event. But they know that their school believes they're an all-star, and they know that we, the FHSTCA, know that they're an all-star member because we send them a certificate for that. So it's a way of helping us
well,
do the thing. We want to do, and it's a way to recognize their players.
Well, the best ambassadors for the event are the people that play in it because they can go back to their teammates at their school and tell people that they need to work hard and do the things they need to do so they can get an opportunity the next year. So, you know, the ones that play in it every year are the best ambassadors for it, sir.
No question. And for us that are doing the event, and for me especially because I get most of the emails, is when you hear from these kids a year and two later from college, wow, it just, you know, it's a lot of work, but you say, wow, this is worth it. You just can't beat that.
Well,
I was just telling about the workshop in Orlando when before you called in, and October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'm not sure.
You better double check. I think it's the 6th through the 8th. I have to check my calendar.
It's the 6th through the 8th. We have a change.
Hang on.
Okay,
calendars. Let me double check.
Right, you're right. It's October 6th through 8th. Yeah, but you're right. Good thing I did.
Yeah.
I have it down there, so I will check with all my speakers to make sure. But those are the dates I had too. But I don't know about the other sports.
Well, when tennis was there the time before 2 years ago, you had great numbers. I mean, there was over 50 there, which was incredible. Which was really good.
Well, I really, as you know, in July 1st, I will not be executive director no more. We probably won't have an executive director because the executive director should be paid, and we just haven't grown to that point yet. So I'll probably just be the education and communication director. I can't lead this too involved. But, you know, I think this year, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I think we have a who's who. I would put our workshop against any of the workshops in the country. I mean, we have the great Hall of Famer Chuck Creasy from he's coaching at Citadel now, Clemson University. There we have Scott Engie from Dallas coming in doing his famous doubles clinic. We have Inge, the University of North Florida coach, doing a presentation. Bob Klinecki, the president of the Texas Coaches Association. John Angleton, pro player plus the University of Miami player, and now the founder of Techno Tennis. He will be there. Our own Mike Kypris from Florida, but he's also the NCAA, our National High School Association representative. Ed Duffy,
right.
USPTA high performance coach, coming in. I mean, like I said, if they don't come in October, shame on them.
That's right. You're exactly right. Well, just there's you know, the sessions are one thing, but the fellowship is worth every minute of it. I mean, there's
no question.
And you know, all of us as coaches, we've never invented anything. We've always begged, borrowed, or stolen from an idea from somebody else. So we've never invented anything. So we ought to want to be in places like that to allow people to beg, borrow, and steal from us. You know, so.
And it's always
you got a network.
Coaches, I think, are willing to give, and I always tell the young coaches on the radio show that. You know, don't be afraid to go to the coach with experience. But most of them will take the time to sit with you and talk with you. Example, the people I just mentioned, you know, being our speakers, all of these are busy, busy, busy individuals that take the time to out of their schedule to come in. And I, you know, I take the time to go to Texas and go, you know, when they need help. But, you know, this is what coaching is about. Like you said, we're all sharing ideas. I always said, I think, I've been asked, why have you been around so long doing this? Is because, mostly because I had an athletic director that put up with my early mistakes, and I was probably one of the better thieves in the world that I stole ideas from other people.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You know, the good thing about the state of Florida is, you know, especially it's especially big with tennis and golf people. You can play tennis and golf down here year round. You know, and all the professional golfers live out there right outside of Orlando, and because they can play in the off season. A lot of the tennis folks live in South Florida because they can play year round. You know, that's the advantage that Florida has when it comes to tennis and even golf.
I agree with you, but at 76, I'm just too young to play golf. When I get old, I'm going to take that sport up.
They got carts, John. They got carts for you. You ain't got to walk. But no,
well,
listen, I mean,
Sean, I appreciate you calling in. Go ahead.
Sir.
I just want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank you for all you do. I do have to talk to you next week on another issue. I will give you a call then. I do have the radio broadcast. I just received news today that we might not, the UR10 network, I don't know if we're going to be staying in or I've been moved. I've been invited to have our radio show moved to another network. I received a call from Chuck Reese, and he's going to move his show. And Lisa Stone's going to make move with her show. So it's been a it's been an exciting day, and this has just dropped on me. So I have some decisions to make before next week's show, because I have guests lined up for until June. So we have to keep this show going, but I like to tell everybody to listen to the network next week, but I don't know where we're going to be next week, but we will be on the air. But if you, I will, if you're not going to those listening to our social media, if it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, please do. It's hard to upgrade everything on the website, number one, because I'm computer illiterate. I'm late getting into the 25th century, so everything I get, I send out to Utah before it goes on. But I do try to keep abreast on our social media with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I will learn the rest of them, the Lord willing. And we will go at that, but go there. We will keep you informed where we are. The broadcast has been important. A couple of weeks ago, I received a call from London, England, and they were looking to do a study, a main provider of clothing, and they were looking, they were going to provide clothing for them, for the people that would keep track of their activities on their social network and keep track of practices for the week and everything, and also, which we needed, they would contribute money to our organization. When I asked them, you know, you're giving me a week notice. You want 16 juniors in South Florida, not the state of Florida, but just in the greater Miami area. Why the last moment? And the response was they tried other events and other people, and I'm not going to name them because I don't want to badmouth anybody, but people that should have been responded. And she said one of her employees heard the radio show, and she says, I think this is a guy that can get this done. So we appreciate what goes on all over the airways. We think it's probably almost as important as what goes out over Florida Tennis Magazine. I will remind you that if the copy of Florida Tennis Magazine is no longer at your club, somebody took the last issue, you can always find the last issue at our website, www.fhstca. And, of course, you can always find the articles that I write anytime in the website. So, if you want to keep up with going on in Florida, Jim March has been doing this, what, 25 years plus, I think. If it's important in tennis, you could bet your life that it's going to be in Florida Tennis Magazine. As a matter of fact, the April-May issue, there's a great story there on Bud Collins, and, you know, a gentleman that we all owe something to. In my mind, the two individuals that as coaches we owe so much to is Bud Collins and Dennis Vandermeer. Why Dennis Vandermeer is not in the Hall of Fame, I do not know. When we have Dan Santorum, the executive director of the PTR, on, and of course Dennis is the person that started that with Billie Jean King. I will ask him. I know there's a campaign going on to get him in for next year, But these two gentlemen belong in the Hall of Fame. And Jim Marks has a fantastic article in there, and you should all read it. And like I said, if you can't find the tennis magazine, then, you know, go to our website, and you can always read the last issue there, and you can always read my two articles on the website anytime you want to go in there. I will also remind you that although the All-Star Tournament at Winter Park Tennis Center is a one-day event this year, we have made arrangements with the Howard Johnson, where our teams stood last year, and they've agreed to honor the same price of $74. I know some teams, talking to Wall, his team was coming up on Friday to Long Hall, but they're in San Lando Park. If you go to our website and go to the All-Star event, you will see that the information on there. Just be sure to tell them that you're going to the All-Star Tournament, and that way you'll get that price. They guaranteed the price for any players or families that want to go there. Sheldon was talking about tradition and how important it is, and that the amount of years that, you know, to build that up. And he's 100% right. And, of course, our organization, the FHSTCA, which is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and we, like any organization that's a not-for-profit, needs funds to do the things that we try to do. But officially, our organization is only, 10, 11, 12 years old. It was a couple years in the making when some of the coaches felt, the tennis coaches felt, we weren't getting the recognition that they should be, and that the players weren't getting recognized that they should, and wanted to start their own organization and drop out of the FACA. And I think a few of us, important people, John Posner, Mike Kypris, Corbin Graves, I'm forgetting there's about a dozen of us that felt that the best way to do something is to work in the organization, form our own organization, and with agreement, and that was what Wink Barnett before Sheldon came along, is the agreement was that we would handle all the tennis activities, that everything would be run through us, and we would continue working together. And I think that's paid off just looking at the All-Star event. There's things that go on that people don't think about when they're putting on an event, like insurance, the liability insurance, cities, and the Winter Park. They want to be covered. They want to know, God forbid, something happens. The extra T-shirt sale that they're going to start giving. So there's just a lot of other things, and the FACA is really so important, and we're proud to be the tennis arm of the organization. There's some people that believe we should be the tennis arm of the FHAA because it's just hard to have a part-time person in there doing tennis in a meeting once a year. When I say part-time, it's a full-time employee assigned to tennis, but that same person is assigned to other sports. So during the tennis season, their focus is on tennis, and the rest of the season, their focus is on other sports. And my focus is on tennis year-round. This is what we need. This is what our organization does. This is what our president of the organization, Jane Hollinger, does. Her focus is on tennis. It takes a lot of work to put together an all-star. Terry Cunningham is will be our tournament director. She lives right in that area. But it's still a lot of work. And, you know, tradition is something that's important, and that's why I felt it was so important that, you know, started with Dean Street Insurance a couple of years ago with the Community Service Award, because I think the community is what makes any organization. And Wilson, who's been a fantastic supporter of us, coming with the Coach of the Year Award next year. And in order to continue, you have to build on things. And next year, this October, two of us will be going into the Hall of Fame. And that Hall of Fame is important for a couple reasons. Not just to recognize the people that are doing so much for our organization, but also to let people know that doing so much that in the future they're going to be recognized. To sit there and leave a legacy behind, what the mission statement is of the FHSTCA, why it's important, and what needs to be done. And hopefully those are the things that will happen. John Posner will join me entering the will be the first entries into the FHSTCA Hall of Fame. And in the future, hopefully we'll have more. Hang on, I think I see somebody else coming in. Hello? Is someone there?
Hey,
hello,
John. It's Chuck. John, how are you?
How are you, Chuck?
I'm fine. Listen, I wanted to tune into your show, but are you're gonna go a little bit longer here? I just wanted to check how long you're gonna be on tonight, and it's great listening to you always.
Well, it's great. I was telling our audience how the first week in October you're going to be our highlight presenter at the workshop. We're working around you, and I read off the list of speakers, and I think it's a who led by you. And I did touch base a little bit, and I'm still waiting. I told them I didn't know where my show would be coming from next week, but that you and Lisa and I might—we're going to be somewhere.
We're going
to
be on.
Would you
John,
like to talk about that?
Everybody's going to be on, John. Everybody's going to be full speed there, you know. So, you know, I'm excited for it. We're going to continue on here, and you know, just very thankful for the program you do and all the information you give all the coaches. But we'll be good to go, I'm sure, next week for sure.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having you on our show a couple of weeks from now. And
yep.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the audience?
No, just thank you. Keep giving your hearts to these kids. That's where it's at. You know, you have nobody cares what you know unless they know that you care is the most important statement you could ever have as a coach. And just keep giving to that person in front of you. That's all. Thanks, Jerry.
Well, I thank you, and I thank you for the many years that you've been doing this here. You've been on the network for 4 years. I don't think I was quite on a year and a half, but I do thank Jason. I wanted
Absolutely.
Somebody younger to do this and not me, but the truth of the matter is I'm not half as nervous as I started.
You're great, John. Appreciate your passion for everything you do. It's much needed out here. Thanks, John.
Well, Coach, I look forward to talking to with you soon. And
okay.
I don't know what the next show is going to be or where it's going to be, but I'm sure you'll let me know so we can be together, because No finer mentor is there than you. I thank you.
Appreciate it, John. God bless you, man. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Well, that's our show for this week. I'd like to tell you to sit there and tune in here next week, but I don't know where to tune in yet. But the Lord willing, we will be on next week. And Chuck Creasy is going to be on next week. And I'm going to make a prediction, and Lisa Stone, we're all going to be on the same network. We'll let you know in the social media. Tell your friends, and so we get the word out, because those shows probably have more important messages than I do, but I think they're all important. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Say a prayer for me that we get through this. Take care now.